This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. World leaders have expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike yesterday that killed more than 50 civilians, mostly children, in the southern Lebanese village of Kana. Many are calling for an immediate truce. Israel early today said it was partially suspending its aerial bombardment of Lebanon for 48 hours after talks with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. But within hours, the Israeli Air Force carried out strikes in southern Lebanon. Rice returns to Washington today, saying she believes a UN-backed ceasefire agreement to end the fighting in Lebanon could be hammered out this week. In Kana, there is grief and anger. The pre-dawn attack yesterday flattened a building where several families had taken shelter. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Kana and has this report.
Rescue teams worked with picks, shovels, and even dug with their bare hands yesterday in the sagging ruins of a two-story house that had all but collapsed. Throughout the day, they dragged out one dead body after another. Most of the victims were children, a toddler whose pacifier still hung from his dust-covered green shirt. Two boys in tank tops and shorts, perhaps brothers, who were laid tenderly on a blanket. They looked like they could have still been sleeping if it wasn't for the bloody bruises on their faces. The bomb slammed into the side of the building around 1 a.m. Sunday after dozens of people from two large extended families had taken shelter for the night on the ground floor of the house. Due to an intense Israeli aerial bombardment, rescue workers said they could not reach Kana until early the next morning. Kiyam Hashem was one of the handful of survivors they managed to drag from the dirt and transport to a nearby hospital. The 30-year-old woman moaned in a hospital bed as a doctor tried to adjust her broken shoulder. Hashem spent an entire night trapped under the rubble, along with the bodies of her father, her two sisters-in-law, and six of her nieces and nephews. We all went to sleep in that house because we thought it would be safe from the bombs, she said. All I remember is waking up and crying. I couldn't move because of the stones on top of me. The Israeli military says it attacked Kana because Hezbollah fighters were firing rockets from the area. Villagers denied any Hezbollah presence. Captain Francis Amtope, a United Nations peacekeeper from Ghana who assisted in the recovery operation, said he saw no signs of Hezbollah among the dead here.
Were these fighters or were these ordinary people?
They're children. We saw children. We saw grown-ups. If there were fighters there, I cannot tell.
Kana sits on a hilltop, 10 minutes drive from the Mediterranean Sea. As UN peacekeepers brought in bulldozers to help dig through the rubble yesterday, Israeli warplanes and unmanned spy drones continued to roar overhead. Earlier this month, Israeli airstrikes killed a Lebanese photographer traveling in a taxi near Kana, and in a separate incident, Israeli missiles blew up two Red Cross ambulances, wounding nine rescue workers and civilians here. But this village is best known for what Lebanese referred to as the Kana Massacre of 1996, when more than 100 Lebanese refugees were killed by Israeli artillery after they took shelter in a United Nations peacekeeper base in the village. Today, the bodies of at least 27 victims of this latest attack have been taken to this hospital in the nearby town of Tyre. The corpses have been wrapped in plastic and stored on the floor of a refrigerated truck. In a courtyard on the other side of the hospital sat Mohammed Qasim Shaloub, his face pale and bruised, his arm broken, the sole survivor of his family.
His wife is Khadija Yunus.
Shaloub listed the dead, his wife, Khadija Yunus, his children, 12-year-old Haura, 10-year-old Ali, Yaya, age 9, Asim, 7, and his 2-year-old daughter, Zahra. They were all innocent civilians, he says. They woke up and started screaming when we felt the explosion. They were killed, he adds, by Israel using American guns and rockets. Then Shaloub repeated one phrase over and over. He pledged his loyalty to Hezbollah and to its leader, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah. Amid the shock and grief here, there is a quiet, seething anger. Yahya Daguer, is a resident of Khana whose family escaped the deadly airstrike. Despite Israeli warnings to leave the area, he says he will go back and sleep in his house in Khana tonight. And he has his own warning for Israel.
We will erase it. We will erase Israel. We will cancel it from the map.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tyre, Lebanon.